It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Before we get to all the stories we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, we got more tickets to give away on a 2 for Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a 2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Orioles on May 24th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now, contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word to Billy. You'll get 2 tickets. See the Red Sox and the Orioles May 24th at Fenway Park. Good luck there. A couple more pairs of tickets to give away during WEEI afternoons here on a 2 for Tuesday.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my
grab bag.
Prepare to die.
All right, we had an update on this last week, and it appears as though the NFL is going to allow NFL players to participate in the Olympics in 2028 in the flag football event. And it's supposed to go through today, and they have a whole bunch of parameters on it, including a limit of 1 player per NFL team on each national team participating.
So no team. It's not like the Bengals are going to have Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase there, and somehow they both blow out their knee. Like, I'm assuming that's why the owners probably wanted this. It's like, hey, I'm not going to have 2 guys go and have them both get hurt. Everybody will be on the hook for 1 guy. And we'll assume the risk of an injury to 1 guy.
Yeah,
I'm guessing that's
like
why they did that.
The Celtics have all of their team in the Olympics.
Right, it's not that.
So there'll be 1, although it's per team. So if there are some international guys, it might be more than 1.
This is a good point.
Right.
I guess it technically could be more than 1, yeah.
And then there's the whole thing about like insurance and, you know, affecting the salary cap and blah, blah, blah. But it sounds like you're going to get football players in the Olympics in 2028.
Wow, which you're excited about.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Nice. Give these guys a chance to do it. Why not?
I'm not the biggest Olympics guy, but I guarantee I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right, NBA playoffs, Jones. Tonight, we have the Western Conference Finals, Game 1 of Thunderwolves. OKC at home is laying 7.5 in Game 1. How competitive of a series do you think this is going
to be? Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot.
Maybe.
I keep thinking OKC is going to look better than they do. I'll tell you right now, I would take the points in this matchup, but I do think the Thunder.
You're taking the points.
I think the Thunder win in the series. I don't know. I don't want to predict 7. So 5, I feel like, is my default prediction. But yeah, I would want the points tonight for Minnesota. I feel like a lot of points for the way OKC has played.
Rich Keefe.
Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag.
To yourself.
Stanley Cup playoff, Eastern Conference final. Panthers, Hurricanes, Brad Marchand and the Panthers in Carolina tonight for Game 1, puck drop at 8 o'clock. Got anything on this one?
Well,
yeah.
No. I mean, I feel like we've already talked through most of what we want to with this. Just like the pick is going to convey.
Yeah.
Some Bruins fans maybe are rooting for Marchand. I'd have trouble doing that based on what team he's on.
Sure.
But maybe you wanna go with a Ray Bourque type of situation.
Maybe
so down with the Bruins.
It's not that.
But maybe with the Sweeney news today, you're like, you know what? I wasn't sure I was rooting for Marchand, but now I am. Screw them.
Big Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Well, we may have a final from the match in just 5 holes.
Hello, my friends.
Now watch this drive.
I was expecting an update shortly.
This was an absolute bloodbath, but Greg Hill has defeated Chris Scheim in 5 holes.
Oh, yeah. As we're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI right now, he is getting his post-round interview, the walk-off there with Courtney.
I see Scheim
was briefly off-screen there or to the side of the screen. I don't know if Courtney's going to interview him as well. It looks like he's sipping on a High Noon, maybe.
Yeah, he might need a few more of those.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like Wiggy showed up.
He literally just walked up
Wiggy
there.
Just got
Wiggy's
there.
Like, Wiggy's like, it's already done?
Well, he had to take his kids to get haircuts
today. I heard that. Yeah. It's
is like almost adult kids to get haircuts. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, tough day for Shyam. I'll be honest. As somebody who owns stock in Shyam, I should have sold it. It's now worth nothing.
Yeah, no. But you buy the dip, maybe.
Yeah.
Buy the dip.
I'm going to have to just wear it.
Yeah, I think at this point you just got to hold your nose.
Just saw the post-match handshake.
Oh, boy.
Greg, kind of an icy handshake, almost like Belichick with opposing coaches.
It's like, you know, you want to walk in here, you want to talk a big game.
Yeah.
We're going to slap you around a little bit. I'm not going to give you too much credit.
He really didn't.
No.
He really didn't.
No. Well, I'm happy for Shyam they're not going to play the final four holes. I think it's a good call to just get out there now.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a good move.
Probably the best, yeah.
Grab bag.
Red Sox, Mets tonight. Sox with a win last night. Hunter Dobbins pitched pretty well, over 4 2/3. They got just enough offense and a low-scoring win. Alex Cora should be back from his grad party yesterday that he was at.
Well, hopefully.
Walker Buehler, Clay Holmes. 6:45 first pitch, 5:45 pregame here on WEEI.
So it'll be curious to see how the team responds to Cora. It'll be curious to see how the most striking thing last night without Cora was just the bullpen management, because Cora's stuck with starters for too long in a bunch of these outings. He's stuck with relievers for too long. Whitlock, Weissert, guys like that at various points. And there were quick hooks last night, and it made a difference. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'll specifically be watching with Cora. Do you think he gets feisty at all with the media today?
Depends. I don't know.
Any criticism about him missing the outing last night? Do you think he barks back?
My guess is the Red Sox don't. The Red Sox media doesn't really push him too much on that. Especially,
but they should ask, right? They should be like, hey, this kind of turned into a thing while you were gone.
Yeah, they should ask. I don't think he'll get too pressed on it. Plus, they won. That makes things a little bit easier.
Well, when I say prick, I guess I mean like he just kind of gets one teed up for him and he lashes out.
Maybe.
At other media members.
Yeah, or he would just say, like, you know, I have no questions about my decision. I would do it 100 times out of 100, and family's important, and this, that, and the other thing.
He did tweet out yesterday, hashtag perfect day, with an emoji of, when I hover over it, it says woman student.
Yeah, woman student graduate, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good emoji.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, it was a good emoji.
Yeah.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
The Chicago Bears and offensive lineman Joe Tooney have signed an extension. So Joe Tooney, they had to remake that offensive line. Some of the first moves that Ben Johnson did when he got to Chicago is add a whole bunch of linemen.
So that is interesting.
Yeah.
Because initially I was like, I don't really get all the fuss. The Bears traded for him. Patriots fans were, I don't want to say like totally up in arms, but a little questioning why the Patriots weren't in on that. Now that he's signing an extension there, it does change the calculus quite a bit. So yeah, he went for nothing to Chicago. Now he signed an extension. That's a much more interesting move now that that has happened.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah. All right, we have two new Dork podcasts available on YouTube right now. One available on the Odyssey app. That would be the final arc of Andor. Andor Season 2. Episodes 10, 11, and 12. This is the Star Wars show, but there's no lightsabers in this. There's no Jedi in this. This is like more like ground street level Star Wars, and it's excellent. In fact, this show, so you know how on IMDb you can't, did I say this already? No. So on
this
IMDb.
This was before the show yesterday.
It was before the show. It all runs together
in
my brain.
I have to ask sometimes too for clarity.
So every episode you can like grade on IMDb, right? So not just like a movie, you know, 1 through 10, but each individual episode of a TV show, you can also do that. And Andor is the first show ever to have 5 consecutive episodes get a score of 9.7 or higher.
These are the first 5 of this season?
The final 5.
Oh, the final 5. I'm sorry.
Including the 3 that we just talked about.
All grades above 9.7.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, like, no show apparently is done. Like, even, like, The Wire or Breaking Bad, like, there's always been, like, one slight, I mean, maybe it's, like, a 9.5, but, like, it, like, dips slightly. So it is really, really good. So anyway, we did that. And then we also got into a conversation of best trilogies.
Oh, well, this.
Defining what a trilogy is became a whole thing.
Well, that started a whole side debate before our show.
Can of worms.
Again yesterday, where what actually is a trilogy, what constitutes a trilogy, what deserves to be in there. So good. That's a double dorking.
That's a lot.
Every day that I'm in me.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Well, it's been a busy news day. I don't think we've missed that, though.
No.
Grab bag.
All right, let's check the best baseball players from yesterday. Can't do basketball players. There was no game.
No, Curran said there's no live sports. But he forgot about baseball.
There's a lot of baseball games, including Mookie Betts.
Oh.
2 for 4, 2 dongs.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good day. Jesus Sanchez, 3 for 5, a dong, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored, and a steal.
Ooh.
Miguel Amaya, 2 for 3, a home run, 5 RBI.
Nice.
Luis Castillo, 7 scoreless innings with 5 Ks for Seattle, no walks. And Sonny Gray, 6 scoreless for the Cardinals, 10 Ks.
Oh, I like the 10 Ks, but you got to go. Mookie Betts is swatting 2 dingers. You got to go, Mookie.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we got a former Met who also played for the Dodgers, Cardinals, Tigers, and Astros. Outfielder.
Okay.
One more time.
Mets, Dodger, Astro.
Astro. Tiger, Cardinal.
Tiger, Cardinal. Thank you.
Had 11 years in the bigs. Debuted 1995. Final season, 2005. Never an all-star. Never a silver slugger. Really never much of anything. No, he was a nice guy. Here, how about this?
Yeah.
High water mark.
Okay.
1999, with the Mets, had 66 steals.
Okay. I was about to guess Andre Ethier. It's not him based on that. Okay.
No, God, no.
66 steals with the Mets in 99?
Yes.
And he's an outfielder.
He's on my fantasy team that year.
Okay.
I remember him.
Hang on.
Yep.
Okay, so who were the speedsters in that era? We're predating Juan Pierre.
He played on a bunch of teams. So in 01, he was with Detroit where he had 55 steals. Career 273 hitter, 710 OPS, only 40 career home runs.
Okay.
But yeah, 213 swipes.
No, I get the profile. Okay, good. Okay, so who was this?
This guy's what if I told you he made $29.8 million? In his career.
So he's getting well compensated for this.
And oddly enough, was a part of a trade for yesterday's random player, Todd Hundley.
Oh, boy.
He got traded with Charles Johnson to the Mets for Arnie Gooch and Todd Hundley.
Oh, who could forget that trade?
It's a big trade.
I'm just trying to think of who would even steal bases for the Mets. I'm hung up on that still. Not an outfielder. Jose Reyes. Just trying to kick
Twitch
some names
around. Twitch chat has it, although we're full screen over here, so you can't even see it. But the Twitch chat, I'm looking at.
I was
going
to say, I broke and look at the text line, so I don't think they have
text
it
line does. They have the last name. They don't have the first name.
Cedeno?
He got it!
Said with great confidence, Roger Cedeno. Was in my outfield.
I don't think I even remember this player.
I think 98 or 99 was one of my first years playing fantasy baseball, and I remember having him just like, this guy was a steal machine. Every day you'd wake up, like, another steal for Cedeno.
You're like, no, that's a nice feeling. When you log into your team and you're like, again?
Another swipe for Cedeno. Roger Cedeno.
Roger Cedeno.
Yep.
I know you gave me most of the bio earlier. Oh, should I look? Yep. Did Arcan get in there? Arcan's been quiet on the text
line.
Yeah, a little too quiet. Okay. Nickname was La Gacela.
What?
That's a baseball reference.
Oh, that's his nickname?
That's what it claims, yeah.
All right. Broke into the bigs when he was just 20 years old.
Nice.
That's a young gun.
So that's the random ball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe.